Genesis chapter 22, verse number 7, is where we'll begin to read this morning. Chapter 22, verse 7. Bible says, "And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, took the knife to slay his son, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son." Amen. I too was once so lost. Amen. I would have been crucified. I would have been offered up because of my sin. But we all know that the main picture we find out of here is that God sent a lamb. Amen. For anybody that was willing to give their all to God, there is a lamb, a savior, a redeemer offered in our place. Praise God. That's what a lot of people don't understand. It's up for anybody who's willing to surrender everything to God. Amen. And so God sent us a substitute. Praise God. And in the New Testament, John the Baptist calls him the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so I was thinking about just that little phrase there, the Lamb of God. And it speaks first of God's choice. It is the Lamb of God. This is the one that God has chosen. Amen. Not only because he was the only one that was pure and spotless enough, unblemished, amen, to be offered up for our sins, but God chose, amen, to have his own son crucified that you and I might live. Amen. Also speaks of the Lamb's importance. Amen. Because God, as we know, is the highest being that has ever been, ever will be. He created all of this. There is none greater than God. There is none higher than God. Amen. And for God to have a lamb, for God to have a sacrifice for you and I, it must be of great importance. Amen. And also speaks this morning, amen, of who God is and who Jesus was, and how humbled he was to come down to you and I. Amen. Lamb being one of the lowliest of creatures. Amen. And Friday night, we went down to McLeansboro to the Bond Family Farms and butchered three sheep, three lambs, and one goat. And I'd never done that before. Amen. It never helped do that before. And, it just kind of put a new perspective on things a little bit. And got to thinking about how when we went to slaughter those lambs, they hardly moved. They just laid there, didn't make a sound, just bled out, and then maybe right before they go, they gave a little kick. Amen. Kind of a little jerk, kind of. And I know that the Bible in Isaiah tells us that he was going to be led like a lamb to the slaughter, never opening his mouth, and then. Also, the thought is Christ was dying on that cross, and he was bleeding and about ready to go out. And just before he went out, he gave a little kick. Amen. He says, "It is finished." Amen. Aren't you glad this morning? And Amen. That there was a lamb that was slain for you. Amen. Our job at this morning, in fact, our job this morning is to spread the word about what we once did at one point and hopefully are still doing. And that is in that little phrase, behold the Lamb of God. Amen. I'm so glad one day, like Paul, I looked up and I seen, amen, that there was somebody who had died for me. Amen. And now amen, I had a chance to look and behold the Lamb who was slain, amen, for my sins. Praise God. Now today, you know, I can't let this go by. Hallelujah. Today is the wonderful day of what we call Super Bowl Sunday. We call it because they call it that. And a lot of people like football, and I'm glad sports are fine. Amen. But today, there's a lot of people that are bowing, standing, cheering, shouting, dancing, hollering. Amen. And worshiping at the feet of man this morning. Amen. And I can tell you this, somewhere along the line, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy got thrown out the window. Amen. And that was just one of the starts, Brother Dakota. That was just one of the starts of it. Remember the Sabbath. It got thrown out. And now today there's mass immorality that is worshiped there. Amen. In that temple. Amen. That's really what it is, especially today. In that temple, amen, to man's abilities, to man's power, amen. And we were talking about it last year. The Super Bowl gave some of their proceeds to the gay rights movement as a charity donation. And I don't know where we heard it at, but somebody said that this year there's going to, during halftime, one prominent official is going to be officiating a gay wedding in the halftime of the Super Bowl. I don't know if that's true or where we heard it, but I wouldn't doubt it now. Amen. I wouldn't doubt it one bit. Amen. But this morning, amen, the message that a lot of people are sending is not, behold, the Lamb of God. Amen. It's not, look unto the one who was slain for your sins. It's not, remember God. Amen. Who was willing to give all for you. Amen. You'd rather go and spend your day somewhere else. Amen. Eating some popcorn and some pop and a lot of people drinking themselves into oblivion today at the same time. Amen. Looking for something. Amen. That'll give them satisfaction and happiness today. And that's not going to happen. Amen. But in for John 1:29 is where we get this. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. The one, amen, that symbolizes and encompassed and completed, amen, every sacrifice of lambs that have ever been made. Amen. In the tabernacle, they'd sacrifice lambs in the morning and in the evening. And then once a year, they got together at special times. Amen. They'd send a scapegoat out. Amen. There are many, many, many references. Amen, to the sacrifice of the Lamb of God this morning. Amen, and they were brought together. Amen, in this one man. Amen, and those sacrifices revealed, amen, unto the Israel, the seriousness of sin before God. Amen, every day they offered sacrifices for the sins of the nation. Amen, it was a serious thing. Amen, to fall into the hands of an angry God. Amen, it also reveals, amen, the seriousness of our Savior. Amen, who came, amen, to be our substitute for you and I. Amen, he realized, amen, God knew that before him none of us could enter in. Amen, but yet, amen, through the substitute of Jesus Christ, amen, we are able to live and to dwell for all eternity in heaven. Praise God this morning. Amen. So through the Lamb this morning, we have a lot of benefits, don't we? Amen. One of those is that we can be accepted by God. Hallelujah. Amen. Abel sacrificed our first understanding. Amen. But in this case, probably the second revelation to mankind as far as the Word of God is concerned. Amen. As to the sacrifice that Jesus was to make several thousand years later. And Abel brought the first, the best out of his flock, and God accepted his sacrifice. Amen. So the first thing about the Lamb, amen, because the Lamb came, we can be accepted by God. Amen. And now, because not only can we be accepted, Brother Jim, but we can be rescued and delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. We can be accepted. We can be rescued. Amen. In Egypt, when those, they put the blood over the doorpost. Amen. So that when the angel of death was to enter in, amen, they would pass right by, pass right over. Amen. They could be rescued. And those that made it, amen, would soon leave Egypt. Amen. And enter into the promised land. Aren't you glad this morning? Amen. This world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Amen. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue this morning. Hallelujah. The Lamb came so that I could be delivered today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And in there this morning, amen, the Lamb came that we could be satisfied. Hallelujah. There's nothing that satisfies like Jesus can satisfy. Praise God. I'm feeling good this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. There's nothing that can satisfy. I don't know where, amen, the gospel, where we would be if we took away the gospel of the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I don't know. Now, this is what Charles Spurgeon said. He says, it seems to me there would be nothing left but chaff, which might suit asses and horses, but would not be fit for men. He says, look to Jesus dying in our stead, and here is something for the soul to feed upon, and to be satisfied with as with marrow and fatness. All you got to do is look in this world today to find out that sin does not satisfy, does it? Amen. It's lean meat. Amen. It only satisfies for a time. It only takes care of an issue for a while. Amen. But if we can sit at God's table and eat of the atoning, amen. In fact, we read that God gave us this thing, the sacrament to take care of called communion, where we are to sit and symbolically eat of the blood, eat and drink of the blood and flesh of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that is not just, amen, a symbol, amen, of what we are, of what happened at salvation. Amen. But that ought to be what's happening in every single Christian's life. Amen. They're partaking of the Word. They're partaking of the hearing of the Word of the Lord. They're praying. They're fellowshipping. Amen. They're drinking in all that God can give them. Amen. There is something about this Jesus that satisfies. Amen. We read, I told him this would make it in my sermon this morning. I was reading yesterday this news article, and I can be pretty blunt here this morning, but here it is. The title of the article was 80% of Christian singles are fornicating. 80%. Well, I can tell you 80% that ain't Christians. Man, that's truth. 80%, I can tell you 80% of those Christian singles who aren't Christians in the first place. Amen. When you accept this, amen, when you get saved, amen, what's the old adage that we've been saying for years? If you're saved, if you're sinning, you ain't saved. And if you're saved, you ain't sinning. Amen. I understand some people fall, but if 80% of people, amen, are falling all the time, then I'm afraid there's something wrong either with the blood, amen, or it's with what they think Christianity is. Amen, this blood has never lost its power. The sacrifice is still the same for sin, and it can and will change the life. Amen, it is something we can call upon any time of the day or night, either either today, tomorrow, the next day, or 400 years down the road, if God tarries, we can call upon Jesus because of the sacrifice that he made. Perpetual intercession. Perpetual. Amen. Amen. Let me read to you something else that Charles Spurgeon said this morning. He said, perpetual merit, perpetual intercession, perpetual life-giving, perpetual salvation flow from Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. He is not slain twice. His one wonderful offering has finished transgression and made an end of sin, but its efficacy continues as though he were sacrificed often, ever supplying merit, ever supplying faith, so that in effect his wounds continually do bleed. He is always a new Savior for me every morning, always the new Savior every night, and yet always the same Savior, the same Christ. There is no getting weary of him. There is nothing stale in him. They may talk about a new view of atonement. I have no view as such as this, but only who loved me and gave himself for me, who is his own self, bore our sins in his body on the tree. And that old view of the atonement is ever fresh and ever new to the heart and the conscience. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Ever new is the sacrifice of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, through the sacrifice of the Lamb, we have a lot of other things too. We're just going to talk about a few, but we have guidance through the Lamb. Hallelujah. Not only did Christ come as he walked on earth and disciples and thousands flocked followed after him to hear his teaching and his word. But after he died and went away, after his sacrifice was complete, he sent the Comforter that he might guide us through the Comforter. Hallelujah. That we might have somebody to walk by. So as we follow, amen, him as the shepherd, as David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm so glad this morning for what he has done. I'm so glad that I have guidance. I'm so glad that I've got atonement. I'm so glad that I've got a direct way to God. Amen. Through Jesus Christ, who is my mediator. I'm also glad this morning that because of this sacrifice, I can have victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. In fact, Revelation 12, verse 11 talks about the saints, and it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Amen. I'm so glad this morning that one day when I enter through the gate, I'll be singing a song of the redeemed. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed out of every kindred and nation. Praise God. I have victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks be to God. Amen. As Christians, we should probably never stop talking about the Lamb. Probably never should stop singing the praises of the Lamb. We've talked about this a lot lately, haven't we? Oh, we should always have that positive attitude. Always should try to not focus on the bad things. Don't tell people about the problems. Tell them about what God's doing. But as Christians, we should probably never stop talking about it. See, in heaven, we're going to be able to see nothing but by Jesus. In fact, the Bible tells us in Revelation, it says that the city has no need of a sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. all the light, all the knowledge, all the joy, all the bliss of heaven, amen, is available to us through the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it is by Him that we should see everything. It is through His eyes and in His light, amen, that we should see everything in this world. Amen. Not looking through the arm, through the eyes of flesh, or leaning on its arm, but looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher, amen, of our faith from beginning to end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, I forget who it was now. He said, I thank God for the Son of God. For basically like the Son, it's not just I see everything. I see Him, but I see everything by Him. If it wasn't for the Son that rises in the morning, we wouldn't be able to have a whole lot of vision, a whole lot of ability. But that's the way when you begin your walk in Jesus Christ, the Son bursts itself on your horizon, and it begins to rise in your life. As you travel, as you journey on, it gets brighter and brighter. You should understand more and more about God as you walk onward with Him. And one day when the sun sets, amen, your day will be over. And from then on, you'll be dwelling in the light of the Son of God for all eternity. Amen. Amen. Never to be dimmed. Amen. Never to lack understanding ever again. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Because of this atonement, this world sees the greatest glory it could ever see. 1,000 Christians could die. Amen. But 1,000 deaths of a Christian will never shine as bright as one death on the cross. In fact, all the deaths of all the martyrs would be of no effect if it wasn't for that one death that took place on those two rugged beams. I thank God for the Lamb that was slain for me. I want to partake of Him, don't you? Those priests, when they sacrificed those animals, it served as a sacrifice for sin. But then they would put in that hook. Whatever they could pull out on that hook was meat for themselves and their families. And that was their portion. Wow. We are to be kings and priests unto God. We should be reaching in our hook morning and evening, all day long. Lord, give me my portion. God, I need my portion today. God, I need more of You. I need more. One sacrifice back then would eventually run out. But this sacrifice, you can just keep pulling. Keep pulling. I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power. Sweet is the taste. Through every temptation and trial, I keep going back. It's a never-ending well this morning. It's a never-ending sacrifice. Amen. It's always going to be there forever who needs it. For all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because of all that, the heavens are singing and rejoicing. In fact, one of these days, when Jesus comes back for His church that He came to atone, I don't know, we can just picture it this morning. Maybe He comes back riding on that white horse on a cloud of glory. And begins to, he calls over to Gabriel or whoever, Michael, to sound that trumpet. And they begin that blast. And it just rings out through all the land. And saints began to rise to meet their Lord in the air. And He welcomes them. And then He begins to lead the procession. Leading captivity captive as He rides up to the gates. And we hear the sound of Psalms 24 ring out. Amen. is the King of glory. Open, lift your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? He's the Lord, strong and mighty. He is the King of glory. If I can recall a story here real quick. Napoleon's troops would come marching back. I've told this all to you before, you may remember. They come marching back from war. And as they entered Gallipoli there, there was an architectural thing that was been built there, an arch over the road. And as the troops came marching back, there was a church choir that they had gathered across the top of that arch. And they would call out to the soldiers, Amen. What right have you to enter the city? And those soldiers would call back, we have been to Gatan. We have been to Gatan. Amen. They had been in the battle. They were limping. They had blood everywhere. Some of them had lost limbs. Some of them were being carried across the into the city on carts and on the shoulders of their comrades. Amen. But one of these days, when Jesus comes back, and begins to take us home. He's going to begin to march up to that city. And maybe, just maybe, the angelic host will begin to cry out, to Jesus and say, what right have you to enter into the city? And perhaps his voice has rang or maybe will ring. I have been to Calvary. I have been to Calvary. Hallelujah. And he's going to lead us, into that city. No matter how broken, no matter how messed up we were, we will be all new in that great city. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. And then the bells begin to ring. Some old saint will jump on the heavenly version of a piano, begin to play, and the pipers start piping, and the drums start beating out a rhythm, and the saints begin to come up in joyful, well up in joyful song, and they begin to sing the words of that song that no one has ever sang before. Amen. And it'll begin to ring throughout heaven. The joy of the Lord. Amen. How much more should we be practicing down here? Singing the praises. Ringing the bells. Shouts of triumph as we enter in. He is the highest. He gives us all. We have the highest praise. We have the highest glory. We have the highest exaltation in the Lamb of God. Come get me a song here this morning, sweetheart. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb who gave all for us. I'm thankful this morning for the Lamb. Thank God. He is the lamb that was led as a lamb to the slaughter. He is the lamb which taketh away the sin of the world. It was the blood of Christ that atoned for our sin as a lamb that died without blemish. He did stand for us. And as Revelation says in chapter 5, worthy is the lamb to be slain. Worthy is the Lamb to receive glory, honor, power, riches, majesty, honor. I get it all mixed up every time. But I can tell you, worthy, worthy, worthy. And the angels begin to sing, holy, 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 holy. Amen. It was His blood that washed our robes white as snow. It was His blood that gave us victory after victory. It was His blood, amen, that did all, that healed our diseases. It was His stripes, amen, that healed our bodies. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. It'll be the Lamb that will stand one day on the mountaintops of glory. It is going to be the Lamb who stands and comes back and conquers this world and brings it to peace. It is that Lamb whose marriage celebration one of these days I'm going to. I'm going to pull my chair up to the table. I'll go to the judgment of seat of Christ. He'll give me my crown. But this is going to be this Lamb that I'm so in love with, that when I get into the throne room of God, in which the floor is just a sea of glass as far as the eye can see, that I'm going to take all my treasures that I've earned, all the glories He's given me, all the crowns. I'm just going to, I don't care. Just cast it at His feet. Hallelujah. It's that Lamb. It's that Lamb. It's that Lamb. It's that Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's by that Lamb that that old devil has been trodden under. Oh, praise God. Here's a little song I heard for the first time a couple years ago. Probably an old song, I don't know. But it had the words like this: Satan, you can't cross the bloodline. You can't cross the bloodline. And I know we can get attacked by the enemy. I claim the blood. We can just claim the blood. We can just hold on to the name of Jesus. Amen. He cannot bring us down. Praise God. Aren't you thankful this morning for the Lamb? Amen. Aren't you thankful for the Lamb? Let's find a place to pray this morning together. Come to the Lamb. Make Him the most important. Lift Him up this morning. Put Him first. Amen. In everything. Praise God. Let's find a place to pray this morning. Let's make it a practice again. A new commitment to follow the Lamb. Follow God. Look through Him into everything. Look into every situation in life through the eyes of Jesus. Praise God.
Gives me strength. Praise God. From day to day, it will never lose its power, for it reaches. From day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, for it reaches to the highest mountain. Oh, and it flows to the the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, it's too. tears. Oh, it's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, it's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, the blood that Jesus shed for me. Gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, it's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, it's the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power, for it reaches gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
Hallelujah.
so faithful.